Yes. Because we don't want to be weak. We're not weak. We're more than conquerors. Amen. And we don't need to be slicing and dicing Scripture either. You don't have to go there, Karen. Just leave it right there. But who knows what Philippians 4:13 says. Okay, I can do
all things
right. Don't forget the last part of that scripture. We can't do anything by ourselves.
Amen.
But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen.
If you don't know the word, you'll hear that and you'll say, next thing you know, you'll just say, well, I can do all things because the word said no. Through Christ who strengthens you. And that's one of the things he's been drilling into me the last week or so. It's when we pray, we're not just praying in the air and God's listening in. No, you have joined up with him. When you said in the name of Jesus, you got Jesus, you got the Father's attention. And he's listening. And he said, I'll do whatever you ask me to do according to his word. And as we said this morning, we have need of patience. And I guess Ann was still here for that. But anyway, I sure hope so. But anyway. But don't pray for patience because it works tribulation. And I got plenty of that. So anyway. But anyway, it is a time when we must be strong.
Yeah.
Our children of this country are so confused. The next generation of leaders are so confused. They're woke, they say, but they're still asleep.
Right.
And they don't know up one side and down the other.
Right.
And it's because of the absence of the Bible in their lives. It's because of the absence of God in their lives. And I'd like to preach this to all the young people in the world and all the old people too and all the rest of us. Amen?
Yeah.
I didn't put my name in the old part. Did you hear that?
I'm
not old. Amen. So, that the Bible may not sound cool. You may be told it's not cool to go to church or speak in tongues and all this stuff and da-da-da, whatever the world tells you. But I'm here to tell you, and you already know it.
Oh.
We know it. That there's only one truth.
Amen.
And that's the Word of God.
Amen.
Everything else is a lie. It's a lie. So we've gotten away from that as a nation, as a society. It's not cool anymore. Of course, the Bible's true. Jesus said, if the world hated me, they're going to hate you too. That's okay. But we are the church.
Yes.
And the rapture, when it comes, when it happens, the church will leave this planet. All the Christians will leave. And this world will be chaos. It will be. Holy Spirit's still going to be here because there's going to be people saved during that point in time. You can't get saved without the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit's work. But we'll be gone. So just stop for a second and have one of those aha moments and say, well, if we leave and it's chaos, we must be holding this thing together now. Correct. Correct. We do not take our duties lightly. We are in the army of God. We've been called to do what we do. Main thing is just love God, love people, have a good time, show up, come to church. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We had like 40 kids at the pumpkin patch and they carried them to the pumpkin patch, but they wouldn't bring them to church today. So anyway, you know, kids shouldn't be running the household.
No.
And you know, this is not military. But we know it. We know what works. God works. And it'll save so much heartache down the road and disaster. But God is saying here to me, to you, and you know, well, I'm not a leader in the church. Are you the head of the house? Yeah. Well, you're the leader of the house. We all have our responsibility to be a witness for God. Amen. And to be strong. He didn't say, have I not commanded thee? be weak and be a chicken? No, he said, be strong and of a good courage. Why? They've got a river to cross and they don't have a boat. They got to go conquer Jericho. It's got walls 20 feet wide. They ran chariot races on top of the wall. And you got to go take that city. And Joshua, the spirit of a man called Joshua, who said, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. You can serve who you want to. We're going to serve God. We don't need to turn our back on God because he's been so good to us. Lord, we don't need you anymore. We got it made. We're in the biggest mess you've ever seen in your life. Amen. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. How many of y'all know that? He's with you all the time. He dwells in here. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We know all that, correct? Yes, I know that. Well, when you go to a situation, just think like this. God's with me, and is more with me than you think. The angels, I got at least two, and you do too. And we got the Lord's with you. The Spirit of the Lord God's with you. Amen? David faced Goliath. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord today will put you in my hands. He didn't say my strength. God's strength. I can do all things through Christ. What's the rest of it? Amen. Don't forget, don't read all the scripture. Don't read this part of it. Amen. Okay. Now, could we quickly go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10? And remember what this said. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. The Lord's with you. Amen. Okay. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Now, this is not what we're going to talk about tonight. Finally, my brethren. So who's he speaking to? Us, the church. Be strong in the Lord. Did he not say that in Joshua? Joshua was the leader. He's now the pastor. He's got 3 million people to take across this river and take the promised land. Go and possess the land. He's one of the ones that told Moses, we are well able to go and to possess the land. He and Caleb were the only two that said, we're well able to go and to possess this land. And there's giants in there. But they conquered giants before. They went up through a Red Sea before. They knew who their God was and what he had done. Don't forget the ancient landmarks where God has put you and brought you through time after time after time, again and again and again. Guess what? And he'll do it again. Finally, my brethren. So finally, you know, in our lightning fast mind, we're going to think, finally, that's what he means. This is the last thing he's going to say. Finally, my brethren. So this is important. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Just what we read. 11, please. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So, who's going to put the armor on for you? Nobody. We're grown. Mama's not coming to dress you. She's not going to pick out your clothes. Your wife's not going to pick out your clothes. Amen? It might be good if she did, but she's not. Because we know where each garment goes. We know where each garment goes. And I want to tell you something. When you apply this scripture and the garment, the armor, you're going to look just like Jesus. Put on the whole armor of God. The armor of whom? God. I'm going to get to dress like God? I'm going to get to act like God, look like God. We've got a poor estimation of ourselves. You are somebody. You're an ambassador for the Lord God Almighty. Amen. You're a child of the living God. So I am going to have to put on the whole armor of God. So we've got to be willing to. Well, I don't want to get, you know, there used to be this thing. They had all these crimes in the cities and stuff. Well, you know, I don't want to get involved. People getting killed right here. I don't want to get involved. You see a witness? I don't want to get involved. Well, people are just getting killed, and the criminals are getting loose. Somebody got to stand up and say something. And when we know who we are, devil, you've been caught. Get out of my house, and you get now. Get out of this church. Get out of this house. Get out of this city. Get out of my job place. Get out of here now. The King of Glory walks in me. And there's going to be peace in my house. And wherever I am, because he's with me. I don't have to be afraid. He's with me. Put on the whole armor of God. My God. I think about Tommy Dale. We used to have these costume things and have an auction every fall. It was so much fun. You dress up like a Bible character. Debbie won it every year. But Tom and Elle came one time. She had on the armor of God. She had on a football helmet. She had a garbage can for a shield, lid for a shield. She had a sword made out of cardboard, I guess. I don't know what it was. And boots on up to here. So she was dressed like God. In her heart, she was and is. But what she had on ain't going to work. Not when you get in a fight with the devil. But it did bring explanation to it all. And we're not going to get into all the details of all of it because you know it all. That we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's the thoughts and the attacks of the enemy. Put on the armor of God. So in other words, if we put on God's armor, we can stand against the wiles of the devil. 12th place. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. There's an eye-opener for some. We need to know who our enemy is. You can't fight a fight if you don't know who your enemy is. One of the main things is you strategize, you figure out who your enemy is. Weak and strong places, and this and that. Well, what do we wrestle against then? Principalities, powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, spiritual weakness in high places. We'll move on to 13. So there's a fight, there's a contest. And as long as we're in this world, we have to contend with it. Paul even said, I fight with my flesh, I fight with the enemy. So will we. But we win.
Yeah.
We win if we want to. And we do want to. That we may be able to withstand the evil in the evil day and having done all to stand. It would say, I'm standing.
I'm standing.
Standing on the promise. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. You wish I hadn't done that too. Having done all to stand. If you're standing when the fight's over, you usually win. The other guy's on the ground. 14, please. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Now, here comes the armor. Here comes the garments, the clothing of Jesus. Because you're going to have on the armor of God, right? All right. So you're going to have on having your loins girt about with truth. So you're going to have truth. Jesus has truth on. It's his truth. I said it's his truth. You're just using his clothes right now. Amen. He's got a uniform for all of us, just like his. Take that, devil. Having your loins girt about with truth. I would say truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. Who is your righteousness? Christ Jesus is your righteousness. Boom. He is righteous. We're righteous because he's righteous. And we believe in him that makes us righteous. Amen? So glory to God. I got on his belt and I got on his breastplate. I'm looking good, dude. Breastplate of righteousness. Phew. I'm tempted, but I'm passing. 15, please. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You're putting on Jesus' shoes. He put the shoes on it. His shoes. Because the devil can't handle him. I said the devil can't handle Jesus. Never could. He tried, but he couldn't handle them. Amen? He's clothed with a belt of truth. He's clothed with a breastplate of righteousness. He is shod on his feet. His shoes are made for the preparation of the gospel of peace. Glory to God. Got some new shoes? I sure do. They just like Jesus. They're not dudes, but they're Jesus's. Amen. Now this is us spiritually. 16, please. Above all. Everybody say, this is the mainest thing. Above all, don't forget this. Amen. Your mama's running out the back door. Don't forget your school books. Don't forget this. Above all, taking the shield of faith. It's his faith. He is the shield of faith. His shield. He is everything. He's our conqueror. He is our Savior. He's our deliverer. He's our Redeemer. He is the King of all kings. Amen. He's Lord God Almighty. He's risen from the dead. Glory to God. That's who your shield is. Taking the shield of faith. You've got to believe in it. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all, let me say all. All the fiery darts of the wicked. All the fiery darts, all the things that's said about you, all the things that the enemy's coming against you, wake up in the middle of the night. Well, you know, you're probably not going to go to heaven. The devil's, he's a liar. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. That means extinguish, put them out. Amen. It's not just like on TV, oh, it's just a flesh wound. It just scraped me. You know, no. That dart's going out. Amen? Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So who's your enemy? Wickedness. The devil. The thief. The killer. The destroyer. That's your enemy. And he's out here in this world. I say he's out here in this world. We're not in that kingdom. Your citizenship, you don't have any rights there in the spirit realm. You're in the kingdom of God where you do have rights. And you got a big brother and a heavenly father who's given you all this stuff and given me all this to be strong and to fight a good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Fight the good fight of faith. Let's see what 17 says. And take the helmet of salvation. Well, if you're going to have on God's armor, whose helmet is this? God's helmet. Oh, my God. You got a crown of righteousness sitting on top of your head. Hallelujah. I told you you're going to look just like Jesus when we get all dressed up. Take the helmet of salvation and can you imagine? He comes to you and the Lord says, put my helmet on. Put my belt on. Put my breastplate of righteousness. Put my shoes on your feet. Take the sword of the Spirit. He gives you his sword, which is the Word of God. You can slice and dice the devil up one side and down the other with the Word of God. And that's the only thing. That's our only offensive weapon. The Word of God. So, you got something to wear now every day. What is it? What have I got? What are you talking about? You've got a belt of truth. It's not one of those little skinny belts. This is goes around your midsection. And Jesus is his goal. If you want to see what Jesus looks like, go to Revelation when he appeared to John. Hair like wool, eyes like fire, feet like brass. That's my Jesus. That's who you look like to the devil. Amen. If we're putting this stuff on in faith and believing in who we are, and every time something, a That's not the way to say it. When something happens, I don't know what we're going to do. I know what I'm going to do. I'm staying with the shepherd. He's going to fight my fight. He's going to take me all the way home. Amen. We're going to walk with him. All right. And let's just go to 18. We'll finish this up. Praying always. Oh, I got to pray. You better hope you get to pray. I'm telling you, I'm looking at a bunch, like we said in prayer tonight. When people get together and they pray, it's like special services or forces, special forces going in undercover and just messing up the devil and his enemy and just scattering them and getting them out of the way. That's what's happening in Gaza right now. Because we're praying, and we're not the only ones praying.
Right.
No. They're going in. God is going in there. He knows where the enemy is. He knows what it's going to take to get them down, and he's going to get them down. Because they have attacked his people. Well, if God is God of love, how can he do that? Look. If I came up here, and Jerry, if I came up here and I had a shovel and I was going to stand in the head, no, I know who's going to get hit in the head. It's going to be me. It's not because, what happens is you protect the ones you love. It's not how much that you hate me, but you love her. And you don't let anything happen to her. Amen? Like your children. We got any mother hens in here? Every one of you ladies, you like a mother hen, but don't pick on my baby. That's my baby. He's 62 years old. That's my baby. And she'll knock you out. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto. Oh, we got to watch too. You can see in the Spirit. The Lord reveals things in the Spirit. And of course, there's things around us that we see in the natural. Amen? And watching thereunto with all perseverance. That means you don't get a coffee break every 10 minutes. You watch all the time. Be diligent. Be diligent in your life. Be diligent over your family. Be diligent over your church. Be diligent over your nation. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Whereunto with all preservation and supplication for all saints. I would say all saints.
All saints.
What does that mean?
All saints.
Well, I don't like some of these saints. That don't matter. They're your brother and your sister. Well, they don't agree with me. That's okay. They'll get over it. Amen. I exalt thee tonight. I exalt you, God. Because when we see him, now he can appear different ways. But when you see him in his glory, that is a scene to behold. What did John do when he saw him? Fell to his face. You can't stand the glory. But he said, turn around. Write this stuff down. Write it down. Must be important. Must be important. And when we hear messages, sermons, teachings, when we hear or God drop something in your heart about a scripture or something, we too need to write it down. Come back to it later on. Write it down. Why? What's so important? I don't know. But God said it.
Amen.
God said it. So it's important that we live our lives soberly and we live with integrity and with the vibrant heat of God. no devil in hell has taken us down. Amen. I've read the end of the book. We win. But I don't want to stand in heaven one day and the Lord said, how many saw Top Gun? Well, in the first one anyway, it says Maverick and Ice are flying, you know, and they're getting in a skirmish, and Ice said, engage. Engage, Maverick. And he can't. He won't. For some other reasons, if you watch the movie, you would know. Engage. But at the end, he did engage and came back and saved everybody. So, but the thing is this, I don't want to stand before God. And he said, why didn't you engage the enemy? Jesus did and defeated him. Our enemy is defeated. Our enemy is defeated. And he's like an acorn. You know, an acorn, you can pick it up, throw it away. But it can grow up to an oak tree. Don't let this stuff get to be a stronghold in your mind. Because it's hard to deal with. Handle it. What did Barney say on Andy Griffith? Nip it in the bud. Nip it. Nip it. It's a whole lot easier to handle. Walk circumspectly. And I'll let y'all look that up tonight. That'll be your homework. Walk circumspectly. It don't mean you have to be circumcised. That's not what it says. Whew, hallelujah. But walk rightly with God and with honor and be worthy of the vocation he's called you to do. Look, y'all. I think what the Holy Spirit is saying to the whole church right now. Get serious. I'm coming soon. Get serious. There are people dying in Israel. They were attacked. Get serious. There are women and girls being stolen right now and sold into slavery. Drugs. All for what? Money. Money. Money, money, money. It's not about me or you. It's not how high I can get on the weekend. Or how many vapes can I vape? I don't even know how to talk about that stuff. I don't know what it is. But I know when somebody's doing it, it looks like something's on fire. And it's coming out their mouth. I don't know what's going on. Get the water hose. Put them out. But our children had to contend with things you and I never had to. We had stuff, but it wasn't like this. Thank God. Diane, pray for all our kids tonight. Yes. And we're always praying for each other's kids and grandchildren. And just when they get older, my goodness, you just have to pray harder sometimes because they're free to move about. And we trust our kids. They'll make good decisions. Yes. And the Holy Ghost will be with them. Yes. The Lord is their shepherd, and they'll be okay. Yes. We got to put faith in that as well. Don't say, well, I hope so. Don't say, I hope so. I know so. That's what faith says. We're well able to go and possess the land.
Well able.
But, well, like I said before, get that part of your anatomy out of the way. We're going forward. Jesus is already gone, and I'm dressed just like he is. Amen. We win. I'm telling you, it's not even close. We win. Hallelujah. Well, we didn't get to, y'all see the sign? How many of you want to come up and touch it? Pam already did. She's repented, and that's fine. But we have friends that, it says wet paint. She's going to stick her finger right in the middle of it every time. But if you notice, when you do, you get something on your finger. Some things you don't touch. Wet paint. But I just got to know. Why? You can't believe it's wet paint? Now, I believe in David Herbert because I believe in sweat paint because it says sweat paint. He wouldn't touch it for nothing. Now, Nancy's a different story. She's just got to be, you know, she has an inquiring mind. She just got to know. And there are a lot of people like that. But the thing is this, there's some things in this world that'll hurt you and us. Stay away from the wet paint. Stick with the truth. You may not look cool, but God's gonna bless you so you're going to shine like a new dime. The world's going to wish they had what you had. The world wishes they had what you have right now because you have peace of mind. You have healed bodies. Your children are going and doing great things. You're increasing every day of your life because you've got faith in God, faith in His Word and His promises, and He's God who is God of His Word. He's not an Indian giver. It's yours. I'm telling you. Your end or your days will be greater than your beginning. It won't even be close. Most of us started out in a rent house somewhere. We rented one from Mr. Bernie Payne, $35 a month. $35 a month. Don't ask me how far along back that was. We did have electricity. We did have a TV, but it was about this big. And it was across the room, and I needed binoculars to watch it. And $35. Our light bill was more than the rent. But we seemed to have to come back over to Oklahoma every night to see Mama, Mamma. But it wasn't a bad thing. So we moved back over here. Y'all be nice back there. Jeanette. Devil come out of that woman. A woman come out of that devil, one or the other. Well, you may be right. I got real fond of canned biscuits and grape jelly there for a while. I still am pretty fond of that. And hot dogs. We did a cookbook here one time. The ladies did. Put the recipes in it and put hers in there. It was for a hot dog. It was a small recipe. Buy buns, buy wieners, heat the weenie, put on the mustard, put it in a bun.
We need to reprint that book.
We need to reprint it. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Nancy, you remember this, Jimmy and Nan Rogers. Miss Nan was not much of a cook. And, she's in heaven. Don't listen. Anyway, and she would make peanut butter and banana sandwiches for Mr. Jimmy a lot. And one day there was a hurricane down in the Gulf. And Jimmy told Daddy, I was there. He said, Jim, my goodness, there's a hurricane. I'm going to starve to death if one of those banana boats sink. And you know, he was pretty serious about the matter. Lord have mercy. But they're in heaven today. Yeah. Thank God for the gospel that changed, especially some men in my dad's age group. They had been out of the Civil War. I hadn't been in the Civil War. I hadn't been away from World War II, but just a few years, a lot of them. And went through hell and back. You know all that story. But they had good hearts. They just had some ways that they had to deal with. But God sent a lay witness mission into that church. And they all got straightened out, as far as I know. Became men of God. Men of God. They really did. It's been fun tonight. I like it when the Holy Spirit just does what He does. And we normally let Him do that. And I'm thankful for a group of people who are courageous enough to let have church like this. A lot of people want 3 points and a poem and go home. You can always say that on a Sunday night or Wednesday night because that bunch ain't ever here on those two nights. Oh, me. But y'all let the gospel roll. And I know Jesus is so pleased with you guys. And it's nothing that Ann and I do. It's just all Holy Spirit and you guys. And we're working on a big project, so be in prayer that we'll have favor with the people we're dealing with.
Yes.
Our board will have great wisdom. And we're praying that y'all have some new pavement to ride on out here pretty soon.
Amen.
Yeah, so pray for your board members. Amen. That we'll have the mind of God. Amen.
Amen.
Let's all stand up, please. Where'd the little man go? Did he go next door? Okay, by himself? Okay, I got you. I'm glad. Don't let your children run around in the parking lot, okay? Glory to God. We've had some close scrapes with even that in the past. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for these people who are exceptional. They're so graced by your grace. They love you so much. Father God, I pray that your perfect will is done in their lives and that Faith Outreach will fulfill the destiny you have for it. And we all will as individuals as well. And our children and our children's children and their children and for 1,000 generations. Lord God, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said amen.
Amen.
Tell somebody, love them before you go.